Lord, we come to you again and pray that we may discover exactly what you want us to do for you in the world. We know that we have to think about what we need to do to be in life, work and things like that, but we pray that you will teach us one of the most important things to do with our lives, things that will please you and will go into eternity and make other people happy that we've been in the world. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen. The Lord Jesus was moving around amongst the people. Never seen anything like it in all their lives. These miracles, I mean, that's what made the people really sit up and think that God has come amongst them. Some people really believed it, and they followed them. Others didn't. They thought, he's a deceiver. He's kidding. He's conning us. No, we don't believe it. He never did it. No. People born blind made to say again, we don't believe. And of course, it was like that today. They're still the same. But there were four people. Now, these four people, they believed in the Lord. They knew that the Lord could do anything, and they were very concerned because they got a friend who had never moved all his life, paralyzed. Some people are born like this. Terrible, terrible state to be in. Can't do anything. It's like somebody lying, like your grandma there was lying out, and I've got to do everything for her. And it's like that. Some people are born like that, paralyzed, can't move. They're very concerned about it. But they believe that the Lord could do something, so they're going to do something about it. They don't just say, I hope that they'll get better. I hope that, no, they're going to do something about it. Like a lot of Christians today, they go to church, I hope a lot more people will be saved. I hope people will start thinking about God. No, they're going to do something about it. So these four went to this man and said to this paralyzed man, they said, no, we're going to get you to Jesus Christ somehow or other. If it costs us everything that we've got, we're going to get you to Jesus Christ. So come on, we're going to pick you up in your bed, which is a mattress upon which he was lying, and we're going to take you to Jesus Christ. So they picked him up, went out in the street, carried him down the street. Everybody looking at them laughing, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're going to Jesus. What for? He ain't going to help you. This is the only way, is it? Till eventually they came to the house. There's a lot of people there. Of course, people crowding in because, you see, everybody wants to see a miracle. Would you like to see a miracle today? Of course you would. So everybody's crowding around. And not only seeing him do lovely things, but listening to what he had to say about God. They'd never heard anything like it in all their lives. And these four men couldn't get in. Couldn't get in through the door. So they thought, know what we'll do. We'll take the stairs that go up onto the roof. We'll get on top of the roof. We'll start taking the tiles up out of the roof. And we'll let him down to the ceiling into the room where he is. And that's exactly what they did. They got up on the roof. They started pulling the tiles off the roof. Until eventually they looked down into the room where the Lord was. And there they were looking down. Four pairs of eyes. And then eventually, this man, they started to lower him down into the room. And the Lord looked up, and he saw something which he is looking for today from every living soul in the world. He's looking for faith. He's looking for people who really believe in him. It's these people that are going to see a miracle. You can see miracles in your life if you believe that the Lord is able to do them. And so, when the Lord saw their faith, that's what we hear, that's a scripture. When the Lord saw their faith, he said to the man sick of the palsy, that is the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven you. But that's not what they wanted. They wanted this man to be cured so he could walk around, so he could be normal, not paralyzed. So what's all this? Your sins are forgiven you. The fellow's scared to death. What's it all about? So the Lord Jesus actually knew that it was more important that that man should be saved and his sins forgiven than actually that he should walk around with a new body. You see, and so this is where we got it wrong today. We're very concerned about people having the use of their body and having a good time in the world, but forget that if they've got their sins, they can't go where Jesus is. That's very serious. So the Lord went straight to the problem, the real problem, the urgent problem, and said, your sins are forgiven you. But as soon as he said that, you never heard such a lot of groaning and murmuring and complaining from the people. Religious people in that room were saying, what a nerve! How can he forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. What a nerve! Who does he think he is? Coming and telling people that their sins are forgiven? Oh my, we can't have this. This is wrong. This man should never be allowed to say things like this. The Lord heard them, of course. And he says, now then, which do you think it's easier for me to do? For me to say, your sins are forgiven? Now, you see, they couldn't see whether that happened. They couldn't see if a man's sins are forgiven. He said, which do you think it's easier for me to say, your sins are forgiven, or take up your bed and walk? But in order that you might know that I've got the power to forgive sins, he turned to the man, he says, take up your bed and walk. And the fellow who had never moved a muscle, who couldn't move, suddenly found he could move, and he got up off the mattress, and he put the mattress on his shoulder, and off he went. Absolutely restored to life. In two ways, the man received life. Forgiveness of sins, which is most important, and body life. That's a wonderful miracle that took place. And all because four people cared enough about him to bring him to Jesus. So our big job in our life is to do all we can to help poor lost people who are in their sins to come to the Lord Jesus. And even if they don't want to come, we do everything we can to bring them. And the way we can do that, first of all, is to pray for them. Pray for them. And then do all we can to bring them to the Lord Jesus. And then you see, when the time comes for us to all appear before the Lord on the great judgment day, which we all will do, we'll be very happy, because around us we shall see, hey, there's that person I told about the Lord. Hey, there's that person who trusted Jesus Christ when I spoke to them. Oh, look, there's that little boy. We never thought that little boy believed, but he is. He's here. All because you and I, we spoke to them, you see. Well, that's a wonderful thing at the end of our days, just discover that people have been saved because we've cared enough and prayed for them and brought them to the Lord Jesus. Let's thank you for these teachings from your word, Lord, and you're able to do it today. You're able to save people today. You're able to forgive people today. Help us to bring them to you, just like these four people did. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen.